This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
So one of the things that we've also been talking about is the issue of gender and sexuality, diversity and disability. And we've, of course, for those of us who have been following us and listening to us, we've had a number of guests in this space. We've had people from the NDIS. Of course, Rhonda Galbally, who's an advocate in this space as well and actually connected to the NDIS. And we've also had a number of people with disability who've come and spoken about their experience. But our next guest is the very lovely and very warm Daniel Monk, who's an award-winning actor and filmmaker and dancer who has a physical disability. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're actually participating in the Mardi Gras parade tonight.
I am. I'm actually the ambassador for the Evolution to Inclusion float, which is a float which is for the People with Disabilities Australia, Cerebral Palsy Alliance, Northcott and National Disability Insurance Agency.
And is this a first?
A first time being an ambassador? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And a first time in Mardi Gras for those organisations?
No, so I think it might be the first time for NDIS, but I know PWDA, Northcott and Cerebral Palsy Alliance have done a number of years before. This is actually my fourth time marching with them.
So good on you.
It's quite exciting.
But it's the first time for the NDIS.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And the NDIS have partnered up with a number of community orgs.
Yes.
Well, that's so impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's actually all about, you know, collaboration, working together, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And even this year for our float, we have 120 people and there's been so much interest and it just feels to be growing and stuff.
And what are you going to be doing?
I think we're just marching. I mean, I remember the first time I went and marched with the float, I remember I was like dancing down the street and stuff, and obviously I have a physical disability, and halfway through, like, my legs were tired and I was sore, and it felt really... I felt almost in hindsight that I was kind of like performing the ability I had to the abled crowd. And so the second time I went, I just marched calmly and proudly, and I felt like there was so much more power and pride in that. And so I don't, I haven't been told about any choreography or anything, but I think we're just going to...
I think you'd know about it by now.
I hope so. But no, I think we're just going to, you know, march and walk and wheel proudly and, you know, openly and visibly.
I mean, if you're going to do something like the Melbourne Marching Boys sort of routine, you know, you'd be practicing in sort of car yards for the last 6 months.
I hope so.
Well, yeah. I still don't get it right, of course. Well, did I say that?
You did. So, Daniel, one of the great things about what you guys are doing and the groups are doing is it brings so many different community organisations together, which actually was what happened at the start of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So, you know, for 40 years, it's actually a really great thing to see. And, I mean, disability in our community is a subject a lot of people don't want to talk about, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, as a cis gay disabled male, I found within the disability community, I found so much acceptance and so much warmth. But the most amount of exclusion or discrimination I've experienced as a disabled person has been in the cis gay male community. And I remember the first time that I marched in the parade with people with disabilities, it was such an empowering, prideful moment, because it was kind of like the blending of those two identities and kind of being in a queer space openly, proudly disabled. And I feel like the more we are able to access that community and be visible and heard and seen within that community, the better the community will be as a whole and the more inclusive and welcoming it will be.
And of course, Daniel, that's what these things and these events are all about. They are about pride. They are about being able to stand up and walk proudly with your head up and say, this is who I am, and it's okay.
Yeah, totally.
And why should you feel any different to anybody else?
Totally. Or any person with a disability. Yeah. I mean, that's what... I mean, I feel like people with disabilities should be included in every aspect of society, but especially in a society like the queer community where we already know what it's like to feel excluded and stuff. It's even more important that we are embracing of the diversity within that and the diverse genders and sexuality of people with disability.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your work. So you're a dancer.
Yeah. I am. I'm a dancer with integrated dance, which is a specifically disability-inclusive space. And so I am...
What does that mean?
So that means it's dance. It's kind of like contemporary modern dance that includes people with disability. And so I've worked with Memoration Dance Theatre in Sydney, who are the main integrated dance people here, but also with Co3, the contemporary dance company of WA, and The Farm, and kind of like dance theatre and movement theatre. And actually working in dance was my real access to the disability community, because prior to that I really only had access through medical contexts, which aren't great contexts.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and with dance, it kind of really showed me that the way my body moves and the way it functions isn't a lesser than the abled ideal. It has its own validity and its own value and its own worth and its uniqueness and its movement. And it kind of really... Dance was what helped me really embrace my body and my disability.
And this is about... breaking down stereotypes,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the reaction, you know, one of the great things about the parade is the reaction you get from the crowd.
Yeah. You feel like Beyonce.
and of course, as you move through the crowd, it just keeps coming. It's like a wave, isn't it? But it's a wave that doesn't peak until the parade finishes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, totally.
We've done that.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
What's one of the, you know, to our listeners, the couple of messages you want to give them about your work, your participation, the organisations that, you know, that you're all banded together tonight? What's the message you want to give our listeners?
I mean, most of all, I just want to say specifically to any queer disabled people that you're not alone and you're seen and you're heard, and all of these organisations, and with myself included, we're fighting to have... fighting for your place in our community, but also in our society at large, and also for non-disabled listeners just to have more awareness and open-mindedness to the true diversity of our community and not be exclusionary.
Engage.
Yeah.
Engage.
That's very powerful.
Yeah. We want to wish you have a great night. Good luck.
Thank you.
Proud that you're doing this. I think it's really important.
Thank you.
Very proud to have you on the show. I think for everyone, 40 years it's a milestone. It's not a millstone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we still got a way to go, but 40 years we can feel very proud and proud that we are, including all our community.
Mm. Absolutely.
Every part of it. I think that's really, really important.
And I think from our point of view, we particularly wanted to showcase the work that you're doing and your group, because it is so important. Mm. It is part of who we are as a very diverse collection of people who form the LGBTI community, or LGBTIQA+ community, yeah. And we might add some more acronyms onto that as well. And it's from my point of view, it's just a really nice way to start our show to say, you know, we're with you, we support you.
Thank you.
Really pleased that you're a part of our community. Look forward to seeing you marching tonight. Yeah. Whereabouts will you be in the order of events?
I think we're number 37, so we're
pretty close to the front. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'll be waving to you.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
That's David Monk, who'll be marching tonight. This is Macca and Tass on Saturday Magazine, radio made by us for us.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.